Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, and a good welcome to you on this beautiful spring day. Plenty of opportunities to serve the Lord today. Do you feel equipped? Do you feel equipped to serve the Lord? Do you feel equipped to share your faith with other people? Do you feel like it's in you, or are you one of those people that just says, you know, that's not my gift. I do a lot of other things, but I'm not real good at evangelization. I'm not real good at sharing my faith for a number of reasons. Maybe you might say, I don't know my faith that well, or I don't know enough of it well enough, or I just don't have the courage. Well, we're going to talk about that today because it has something to do with a sacrament that a lot of our kids are receiving this time of year, which is the sacrament of confirmation. The sacrament of confirmation, when you look at it, when you really look at it, it's really a powerful, powerful gift to us in this encounter with the Holy Spirit, this encounter with Christ, and it can change your life. And the amazing thing about it is that if you were confirmed, say, 50 years ago, and you've been sort of unaware of it all these years, you know, it doesn't matter. That still can be kindled anew, and that anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life can give you the power and the courage to do things that you never thought you would do before. And I think that today, in a world where it's becoming more and more obvious that, as the Pew Report this last week stated, that Catholicism is fading a bit, and so is mainline denominations and evangelicals, but Islam is actually growing. And I think one of the reasons for that is that many of the people that are Muslims are not shy about their faith, and they'll go out there and they will say something, they will do something, and it gets people's attention. And I think we as Catholics, we need to learn our faith, obviously, but we also need to walk in the power of the sacraments of initiation. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to be talking with Bishop Andrew Cousins about confirmation. We're going to talk also to Father Mark Kavitches, and he's over at the seminary, teaches about this. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty on it and find out kind of the inside scoop on this powerful, powerful sacrament. Hey, and we're also going to talk to someone who recently was confirmed, Ashley Service. She's a student over at Providence Academy, and she's going to be joining us a little bit later on in the show to talk about her formation, what she got out of it, what she hopes to do with this tremendous gift. You know, it's one way to understand confirmation is to go back in the Bible and to understand the day of Pentecost, because the day of Pentecost is our confirmation. And or I should say our confirmation is the day of Pentecost. When you look at Jesus' ministry and you look at Matthew chapter 3, you see that he begins his public ministry at age 30 by going down to the Jordan River in the wilderness of Judea. Now, that's just north of the Dead Sea. And he is going to begin his public ministry there. By the way, that's the same place that the Old Testament Joshua began his ministry, as he crossed the Jordan and went into Jericho. So you have both Joshuas, Yeshua in the New Testament, Joshua in the Old Testament, starting right there at the Jordan River. And what did Jesus do? Well, he was baptized. He submitted himself to baptism. In fact, John, when he saw him, you know, he said, "Hey, I should be baptized by you." And Jesus said, "No, we need to do this to fulfill all righteousness." So he began his public ministry with baptism, and when he came out of the water, the Holy Spirit came down upon him like a dove, and the Father in heaven spoke, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." And then he got out of the river, Jordan, went out into the wilderness, and you know the story there in Matthew chapter 4. He was tempted three times and was successful. But my point is that he began his public ministry with these sacraments of initiation, and that is baptism and then confirmation. Now, here's the interesting thing. In the Catechism, it tells us in paragraph 1296 that Christ himself declared that he was marked with his Father's seal. Christians are also marked with a seal. It is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has commissioned us. He has put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Now, this seal of the Holy Spirit marks our total belonging to Christ. Good question to ask, isn't it? Who do you belong to? Well, you belong to Christ. It's our enrollment in his service forever, as well as the promise of divine protection. Now, I'll ask you this. Do you need divine protection? Who are you serving? Who do you belong to? If you have been confirmed, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. That's what the chrism oil is about. So there's a sealing. When the bishop anoints the person that's receiving the sacrament of confirmation, they are marked with an indelible mark that cannot be repeated, but it's a mark that shows that we belong to Christ and we are enrolled in his service. In other words, we now are going to get on with the work of the kingdom of God, and we have divine protection. So I just want to encourage you today, before we take our break, and we're going to talk with Bishop Cousins in just a moment, but I want to encourage you today that if you feel like one of those Christians, that you did this a long time ago, but your life is sort of, you know, vanilla. Like if your life, you walked into Baskin-Robbins, your life would be the vanilla one. If that's you and you're thinking, I just don't do anything and I don't feel the power and all of that, you need to rekindle anew the sacrament of confirmation in your life. Because I'll tell you what, my friend, God has given you power. He has given you power. He's enrolled you in his service, and he wants to divinely protect you. And you need that protection because you're going to go out there in the power of the Holy Spirit in the same way that Jesus did, and you're going to get the work done, the work of the kingdom. I like what Jesus said. One more thing before we take our break. Jesus said, you know, at the end of the gospel, he said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So the Father sent Jesus after baptism, after confirmation, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the anointing. He sent him in the power of the Spirit out into the world. And my friend, that's what God wants to do with you today. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you are a taxi driver, whether you're a surgeon, whether you're a teacher, whether you work in retail, whatever you do, God wants to send you out today. And he wants to give you opportunities to walk in that power. And that can manifest in a number of ways. It can manifest in a kind gesture towards someone, in a witness, a verbal witness about what Christ has meant in your life, a word of encouragement, praying for people, supplying people's needs by giving to the poor, looking for opportunity. I'll tell you what, we live in an exciting time right now, and there is no greater story than this. And that's the story of Jesus Christ redeeming the world and then empowering you to go and do what he is continuing to do today. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Bishop Cousins about this great sacrament of confirmation. We'll talk with Bishop Cousins, and then we'll be talking also with Father Mark Kavitches, and we got a special guest, a high school student, and she's going to be telling us all about her journey. Ashley Service will join us. So we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour.
Computer Docs is a computer repair shop based in the Twin Cities. Computer Docs has provided service to many Relevant Radio listeners over the years who need repairs or updates on their personal or business laptops and desktop computers. They can service all brands, even tablets. They also provide security solutions for your computers. The Docs in Computer Docs stands for Dependable, On-Time Computer Solutions, and they live up to that name. In most cases, an appointment can be made and serviced on the same day by calling 763-425-0275. Computer Docs, for any computer repair need you have, big or small. They use Angie's List to assess whether they're doing a good job keeping valued customers like you happy. Get your computers up to speed, cleared of virus or malware, or upgraded with Computer Docs in the Twin Cities. 763-425-0275 or computerdocsrepair.com.
Oh, I need a song that's never old. Oh, I need a story never told. Bishop Andrew Cousins, one of the auxiliary bishops in our fine Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. And this is the time of the year when young people are being confirmed, and they're confirmed down at the Basilica, they're confirmed at the Cathedral, and it's a great time in the life of young people. I remember myself May 1st, 1971 in St. Edward's in Bloomington, where I was confirmed, and I do remember that night feeling kind of like an adult, and that there was going to be some expectations put upon me. I didn't know exactly what that was, but I do remember that that night had a profound impact on my life. And Bishop Cousins, it's good to have you joining us here on the Rediscover Hour.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's a busy time for you as bishops. You're in the whole midst of confirmation and all these young people who are being confirmed, the nice clothes and the families and the parties afterwards. But it really is much more than that, isn't it?
Yeah. Confirmation is a great moment in the life of one of our young people. And it's really important to see the importance of that moment for our young people. Of course, you know, one of the things that is great about it is it's their own opportunity in a certain way to say yes to their Catholic faith. And that's a very important thing. But confirmation is so much more than that. So when I'm confirming them, I invite them to that yes, to that opening their heart to Jesus Christ, but most especially his mission for them. Mm-hmm. Confirmation is a sacrament of mission. And it's a sacrament that sends people out. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas, when he would talk about it, he would say, it strengthens us to defend our faith. Mm. It's an external focused sacrament that sends me outside of the church to give witness and to testify to my faith. One way to see it is just to look at what happened at Pentecost, right? Mm-hmm. Confirmation is the personal Pentecost.
That's a good way to put it.
Yep. Well, at Pentecost, what happened? You know, the apostles who up until that point were experiencing fear and trepidation about what to do since Jesus had ascended into heaven. And when the Holy Spirit empowers them, they throw open the windows and they begin to preach. And then we see that these sometimes confused and fearful fishermen were in fact transformed into powerful witnesses who were ready to suffer for their faith and ready to carry out the mission given them.
That's a great explanation. I think a lot of people kind of think of confirmation as merely a rite of passage, that you get to be a certain age and then the church lays hands on you, and we're not sure exactly what happens at that point, yeah. But you're an adult now.
Right.
But it's way more than a rite of passage.
Yeah, some people see it as a Catholic bar mitzvah.
Okay.
You know, the Jewish religion has this beautiful thing where you become an adult now.
Right.
And it's not bad that we have an opportunity for young people to affirm their faith and to begin to live as an adult, but it really isn't just a rite of passage. It's a new grace, a new power that's given to young people that's going to allow them to give witness to Jesus Christ in our world today. And it's really important, you know, sometimes in the derogatory way we look at it as graduation from religious education.
Sure.
That obviously can't be the case. The Christian life is an ongoing, continual life of conversion and discipleship. Mm-hmm. And so this is the beginning of my missionary life. Every Christian is called to be a missionary.
You know what that reminds me of, Bishop, is that Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And Jesus began his public ministry coming up out of the waters of baptism and the Holy Spirit coming down upon him. And then he went and had 3 years of fruitful public ministry. And so in many ways, we really are sent as Christ was sent.
Exactly. And even when he rises from the dead, he breathes on his apostles, mm-hmm. gives them the power to forgive sins. And then he says, now I send you, mm-hmm. and you're sent by the power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, many scripture scholars will say, if you want to actually look at Jesus's baptism, in some ways it's more like what we celebrate in confirmation, because Jesus was of course sanctified, made holy, his humanity was sanctified in the womb of Mary at the moment of his conception, mm-hmm. but his mission began at his baptism.
Yes,
that's when the Holy Spirit confirms what was true of Jesus, that he was the beloved son. And then he begins, and he goes right to the desert to do battle with the enemy. Mm-hmm. And he begins his whole mission. And that's really what we believe is happening at confirmation, is young people are being sent. And this is really important for them to know. You know, God creates every young person on purpose, mm-hmm. because he has a very particular plan for each and every one of us. And that means he gives you or me particular charisms, gifts of the Holy Spirit that he wants me to use for the salvation of the world. Mm-hmm. And that's my personal mission. In fact, I've often tell people at the confirmation, what a tragedy it would actually be if I got to the end of my life and I met the Lord and he said, here's all the wonderful things I wanted to do through you if you had only opened up your mission, mm-hmm. if you'd only been open to my mission, and if you'd only allowed yourself to be led by me, then I could have done all this through you. And so what we want to do is actually open our life to the Lord to let him reveal, what is my charism? Right. What's my mission? Why did he create me? That's also what's going to lead to my happiness.
You know, so many young people seem to be timid about their faith. They don't want to stand out, and they're a little bit fearful of being different. And I've talked to young people who said, I really would like to share my faith with other people, but I feel alone and I feel fearful. One of the things I so appreciate about what the Catechism says is that when you are confirmed, you become, as it were, an official witness, mm-hmm. and you receive power to be that witness. Is that something that comes along in the life of a young person when they're confirmed?
Definitely. To the degree that they're open to the grace, God's going to give that grace. Mm-hmm. And this is where the personal relationship with Jesus becomes so important, because that grace isn't going to come unless I know who Jesus is and I have a real living friendship with him. And, I mean, the studies these days are very clear that show the degree to which a young person knows Jesus Christ as a living person is the degree to which he will be involved in his or her faith, mm-hmm. and it's also therefore the degree to which he will share his or her faith. So it's very important that our young people experience that Jesus is a real person, and then that he calls me, mm-hmm. and he sends me to be his witness. Young people readily stand up for their friends. They do.
They do.
Because they understand what friendship is and what loyalty is. And so if they have a real friendship with Jesus,
excellent.
They're going to be prepared to witness to it.
Oh, I like that. It's called one of the sacraments of initiation. There's three of them. And real briefly, how do they all kind of work together?
The three sacraments of initiation are baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's meant to be, in the normal path of initiation for an adult, this movement from being sanctified, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and then being brought into the fullness of communion at the Eucharist. Because of history and the way that we do the sacraments today, most of our young people, many of them, receive them in a different order. They receive baptism and then First Communion at age 7, and then confirmation sometime when they're teenagers. Some people are beginning to restore that order. There's lots of debates about that. But the key is that to become a fully initiated Christian, I need all three. I need the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are given to me in faith, hope, and love to sanctify me in baptism. I need the gifts of the Holy Spirit given me to be a witness in confirmation. And all that's meant to bring me into the fullness of communion, which I receive every time I come to Holy Communion, which is really where I make that covenantal response. Yes, I want to live my faith. That's what it means to say amen and receive communion.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Bishop Andrew Cousins. We're talking about confirmation. Perhaps your son or daughter was confirmed recently, or a grandson or granddaughter. And this is great, great wisdom that the bishop is giving us. Just a couple more questions, Your Excellency. One is, oftentimes parents, they sign their kids up for confirmation because it's what the church expects, and they drop them off. But what would you say to parents that their kids have been recently confirmed or are going to be confirmed? What would you say in terms of encouragement to parents that are listening?
Yeah, I'd say first off, thank you for bringing your children to the church to receive the sacraments. That's very important. But actually more important is that you as a parent live your faith actively in the church. And by that, I mean that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and that you try to live out your life as his disciple, because that's the thing that ultimately is going to most affect your children, is how they witness you and the importance of your faith. And as you witness to that, and you are a witness to your own faith to others, your young people are going to watch that, and your children are going to watch that, and they're going to be able to learn from your example. So just as important as bringing them to church is your own example in how you witness to the faith and how you show them what it means to have a life of prayer, mm-hmm. and all those things.
And if you were to talk to the young people and you had 1 minute with them, and you were to say, young lady, young man, as a bishop, I want to say something to you that I hope you never forget about this sacrament, what would it be?
It would be, if you come to know Jesus Christ and commit your life to following him, he will fill you with his Holy Spirit, and he will lead you to a life of happiness which you could not imagine. And it's his plan for your life, which he gives you this sacrament of confirmation so you can fulfill. His plan for your life is the thing that will make you most happy. And it's certainly my experience that when I decided to commit my life to Jesus and begin to try to follow him day in, day out, I feel like my confirmation came alive in me, and I began to be able to witness to the power of my faith. And I've never, ever regretted making that choice. Mm-hmm. Because, in fact, living as a disciple of Jesus and witnessing to him is a cause of great, great joy.
Well, I know that May 1st, 1971, for me in Bloomington, something definitely stirred in my heart. And for many years, I didn't know what to do with it. But mm-hmm. as I continued to seek the Lord, it all became clear mm-hmm. that truly he began something very special on that day. And for me, it was learning how to read the Bible and just having that relationship with him. So mm-hmm. I appreciate you joining us today, Bishop Cousins, and we're going to continue to pray for you and your ministry. It's always good to have you on the Rediscover Hour.
Thank you, Jeff. God bless.
You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We've been talking with Bishop Andrew Cousins. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this. Rediscover.
Living the Gospel of Life is heard Saturday mornings at 11:30 with hosts Brian Gibson and Kim Morgan.
This past weekend, I got reports that we had 4 babies saved on Saturday morning from 2 different abortion facilities.
Right here in Minneapolis?
Right in the Twin Cities.
In the Twin Cities, beautiful.
3 of them were saved at Whole Woman's in downtown Minneapolis, and 1 at Planned Parenthood in St. Paul. 1 was carrying twins, and she came out, turned to the sidewalk counselor and said, I'm pregnant with twins. I'm not going to have the abortion.
Oh, took 2 little souls to help that mama.
Listen for a complete understanding of pro-life issues and current events Saturdays at 11:30. Brought to you in part by Glasgow Automotive, maintaining Swedish cars starting with the letter V. They have the latest tools, technology, and training with the same exacting standards as a dealer. Visit GlasgowAuto.com or call 651-227-8182.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Next, we're going to talk with Father Markavichus. He is an instructor of homiletics and liturgical theology at the St. Paul Seminary. And as you know, we are talking today about the sacrament of confirmation. Many of your kids, many of you that are listening, your kids, your grandchildren, are receiving this confirmation, as well as many adults are receiving the sacrament of confirmation this time of the year. So we think it's important to know about it. And even if you are not being confirmed, but you have been confirmed long ago, it's good to know what happened and how you can walk in that grace, in that power today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
It's very good to have you. And you teach this at the seminary level.
Right. I teach men who are preparing to be priests and also men preparing for permanent diaconate, what the sacraments are all about, why we do them, and then eventually how they should minister with these sacraments.
That's beautiful. Well, I want to talk about kind of under the hood, you know, the theological aspect of it.
And if you can explain to our wonderful listeners what the sacrament of confirmation actually means in the life of the church.
Okay, that's a great question. It's very interesting that our catechism, most of the time when it talks about sacraments, it starts with, what are other names for this sacrament? What the Catechism is teaching us by doing that is that no one term fully captures the meaning of any sacrament. We, in the Roman Catholic Church, call this sacrament confirmation, but other Christian churches, our Orthodox brothers, or even our Catholics from the Eastern traditions, use other names for it, like chrismation, that get at a different aspect of it. The word confirm means just to make strong, to ratify that which already exists in a new and powerful and even a public way. But the other terms for it, like chrismation, focus on a different aspect of it. So that term chrismation refers, of course, to the sacred chrism, the oil, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So one focuses, confirmation focuses on making firm the faith which we have already received at baptism. Chrismation focuses as a term on the anointing that the Holy Spirit gives specially in this sacrament.
Okay. So theologically speaking, what if a teenager is going to be confirmed or an adult is going to be confirmed, what actually are they receiving? What's happening inside of them? If you were to open up the hood and look under a microscope, what actually takes place when they're confirmed?
Sure. Baptism is the sacrament that initiates us into the life of God. Mm-hmm. None of us has a share in God's direct life unless we are baptized. So in a certain sense, all the baptized, even those who have not been confirmed, already have some share in the life of the Holy Spirit. What happens at confirmation is distinct in this way. It's almost like at baptism, the engine was put in the hood, and then confirmation, now the car is given the capacity to move forward and to go outward. So baptism is the giving of the life of the Spirit internally, and then confirmation is gifting us for external ministry out in the world. It's an empowering that we first received, but now it's a commission from the Lord to go out and spread the gospel.
So if somebody is confirmed, should they look for a different feeling? Should they look for a feeling? Should they feel different after they are confirmed? Or is it something that is not necessarily felt, but acted on?
Certainly, I don't want to indicate that one or the other is normal. I think that happens to both people. Some people who, when they are confirmed, don't feel anything different. And others who get confirmed, in fact, have a great inspired feeling in their hearts. I was confirmed when I was an eighth grader. And I remember after I had the bishop lay hands on me and anoint me with the sacred chrism, I felt different. I wanted to sing. I wanted to, my class, you know, teenagers singing in front of their peers. But I didn't care what they thought. I felt now I had a special power or a gift from God, and I was going to praise God in a strong way.
So what would you say to an adult who perhaps they were baptized when they were a baby, and then they grew up, but they were never confirmed, and they're 45, 50 years old today, and they're saying, you know, I've been going to the church all these years, I've been getting along, I don't know that this is going to make that big of a difference in my life. What would you say to them?
Go and get confirmed. Don't hesitate at all. I know of no priest who would turn somebody away or even lay any kind of subtle guilt trips. Shame on you for living your teenage years and not going, you know. No. Every priest I know would be more than happy to receive an adult into a conversation like that. The faith that you received as a child when you were baptized never had the opportunity to be strengthened with the Holy Spirit. Now God wants to do that, and the priest will certainly be happy to help you through that process. You don't have to go through the entire RCIA, Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. In fact, you're already a Christian who have begun your initiation at baptism, you don't need to get more initiated, but you need to complete the grace that God first gave when you were baptized. So it's probable that the priest would be able to take you through an abbreviation without going through these months of meetings. I've now come alive to my faith in a new way. I want this grace of the Holy Spirit to better empower me so that I can go out into the world the way I know God's calling me to do. And I'm sure every priest, every deacon, every parish staff would be more than happy to receive and help you through that process.
Earlier in the show, we were talking with Bishop Cousins and talking about the idea that Jesus at the Jordan River in Matthew chapter 3 submitted himself to baptism, came out of the water, and the Holy Spirit came down upon him. And you have in that one scene, you have the baptism and you have confirmation. You have the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And then he began his public ministry. And his public ministry was filled with healing and proclaiming and restoration. And then he says towards the end of the gospel, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And we see this duplication that we're sent out after baptism and being empowered by the sacrament of confirmation. What can we expect to do? What should we be doing in our lives as an expression of the kingdom of God and the expression of the sacrament of confirmation?
The confirmation sacrament will infuse into the person a special grace of the Holy Spirit to do more effectively that which the Lord calls us to do. Everyone who is baptized is commissioned to go out and spread the good news. But if you're out there doing it on your own power, there are spiritual forces at work. The devil and his minions do not want people to share in the life of God. So if you try it on your own efforts and try against spiritual powers, you're not going to be very effective. You need the grace of God and the Holy Spirit in order to have any kind of spiritual success. Mm-hmm. So the power of the Holy Spirit will actually put thoughts into your mind, inspirations we call them, of things to say, ideas to present to the person, an insight, various gifts that the Holy Spirit gives in order that you are equipped to do what God's calling you to do. It's sort of like going out there and trying to fix this on your own, or how about with a toolkit? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Confirmation is the toolkit. Those tools are the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit that enable you to do what God's called you to do.
Oftentimes, family members, visitors, friends who are not Catholic will attend one of our great confirmation masses with one of the bishops at the basilica or a parish or at the cathedral. And there's so much that's going on in the confirmation ceremony that many Catholics don't understand, much less Protestants who might be attending or extended family members. When the bishop touches them with oil, when he touches their eyes, their lips, their ears, their hands, what's happening at that point, and what's the significance of the oil?
One of the early church names for confirmation is the sealing, S-E-A-L, not sealing over your roof or your house. The sealing, the seal of the Holy Spirit. In fact, when the bishop confirms someone, he says, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. The word seal, it's sort of like a stamp or a tattoo. The idea is that you have an external indication of a spiritual grace. Because the Holy Spirit is precisely a spirit, we cannot see the Spirit. But we need to see something external to feel something external as the outward sign of the spiritual grace. So the oil put on the head is the external manifestation of the spiritual reality that happens. Hmm. And as it turns out, The oil is usually olive oil scented with a fragrance called balsam. And that fragrance is a very pleasant smell. And the idea that the church has here is that when you have that fragrant oil upon your forehead, you should be, by smelling the beautiful odor, be reminded that you are supposed to bring the odor of Jesus Christ to those who come across you. Now that's it's like being in a sweet, pleasant, fragrant atmosphere when I encounter him or encounter her, because the Spirit of God in the confirmed person is breathing the life of God forward.
So there's a change in your life that should be detected in the lives of those around you.
Well, they should see how somehow now your behavior, your attitude, your approach toward life is different. Mm-hmm. Because spiritually it happens, it's natural that it should be manifested externally as well.
And only the bishop, is it true that only the bishop can confirm?
The bishop is the ordinary minister of confirmation. There are other less ordinary circumstances when a priest may also confirm. Mm-hmm. One of them is if an adult has never been baptized and comes into the Catholic faith through the entire RCIA, then that adult is baptized and confirmed and receives the first Eucharist all at the hands of the priest, mm-hmm. usually at the Easter Vigil. Mm-hmm. It's also the case that someone may be entered into, someone who grew up Protestant, was validly baptized as a Protestant, but never received the Catholic sacrament of confirmation. Now that Protestant wants to become Catholic, in a situation like that, the bishop can give a priest the permission to confirm and receive into full Catholic communion this former Protestant.
Beautiful. And finally, this year, I was the sponsor of a young boy from Liberia.
Wow.
That was he was baptized in Liberia due to the civil war over the Blood Diamond issue. Mm-hmm. His family mm-hmm. moved over here and found out that he had never been confirmed. And we tried to find his papers back in Liberia. The church doesn't have them anymore, so the parents acted as witnesses that, yes, he was baptized as a baby. And I stood with him as a sponsor, which was a great joy. But share with our listeners the role of a sponsor and what they might think about in sponsoring someone in the future.
Baptism, of course, especially for children, has godparents. Godparents, even the term in church law, they typically refer to a godparent as a sponsor. But when you use the word godparent, it kind of brings to mind that just as the natural mother and father brought this child into the natural world, the godparents have a role in bringing this child into the God world, the supernatural life of faith. And the same way that that confirmation sponsors function that sort of a way. The person who is confirmed is being brought fuller into the life of the church. The confirmation sponsor takes the responsibility of seeing that the full life of the church that the person is entering into is lived out in the best way. That's why the church has certain requirements about who may or may not be a confirmation sponsor. Someone who is not living a good Catholic life in the fullness of the church is not a good model to enter into life of the church. Mm-hmm. So the church requires sponsors to be virtuous Catholics who have also themselves received the sacraments of initiation and living it in their lives.
We've been talking with Father Markavichus at the St. Paul Seminary. He teaches the liturgy, he and the sacraments, and formation. You're involved in formation, mm-hmm. and teaching priests about this marvelous, marvelous sacrament. And before we take a break, I just want to once again just reaffirm that this sacrament is not a rite of passage. It's not saying, well, you're so old and now we're just going to deem you an adult in the church. There is an encounter with Jesus Christ here that is very, very powerful. And if you have been confirmed, you have been made an official witness of Jesus. You have been strengthened and confirmed in your baptismal promises. And God is expecting you now to go out into the world and in your way that he's given you in a unique way to proclaim the gospel and to be faithful. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Pray for all the young people this year that are receiving the confirmation sacrament, and pray for all those adults this year that received it at the Easter Vigil. Father Markevich, is always good to talk to you, and I hope to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you. I look forward to the opportunity.
God bless you.
And you too.
You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back right after this. Rediscover.
It's spring. Is your car ready? Whether it's for your daily commute or a cross-country trip, drive with confidence today on a fresh set of Bridgestone or Firestone tires. During our Bring in the Spring sale, we've stocked our store with savings and exactly the right tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. So hit the road with confidence and save big on new Bridgestone or Firestone tires during our Bring in the Spring sale. Available at
Westside Tire. Call 763-420-2100 for details on spring savings.
This season, we all drive a little more, and you can count on the champions of service at Westside Tire in Corcoran. Westside Tire has tires and brakes for your car, truck, SUV, and crossover. Come to Westside Tire for safe driving all summer long. Tires for every vehicle are available today at Westside Tire, just west of 494 off Highway 55 in Corcoran. Call 763-420-2100. Westside Tire. They'll take care of you.
Everything I have is for His glory. Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, talking about confirmation today. It's not the ticket to adulthood. It's not just a transition in our lives, but it is a life-changing sacrament that will give you power to serve Christ and to walk with Him without fear. And that's what we're talking about today. If you just joined us, we just finished a wonderful interview with Bishop Andrew Cousins and also Father Markevich over at the seminary. And you can go online here, Relevant Radio, and you can listen to those. And you can also go to archspm.org. Look for the Rediscover Hour. We'll join you 24/7 with these wonderful interviews. Joining us right now is another young student. Just last week, I don't know if you knew this, but I can't remember if I told you that I was out at Providence Academy speaking at Dr. Todd Flanders' class. What a joy to talk to those young people. And there was something different about them. I mean, they're formed, they're interested, they were engaged. They just got done with the Fiddler on the Roof play and had some fun with that, talking to them. But joining us today is a 10th grader from Providence Academy, and she has recently been confirmed. She's 16 years old, Ashley Service. Ashley, welcome to the Rediscover Hour.
Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you on. Now, were you in the, you weren't in the class that I was at last week, were you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that was for seniors, and you're a 10th grader. And your home parish is St. Anne's in Hamel, and Dr. Arthur Hippler is one of your teachers, right?
Yeah, he's a great teacher.
Fantastic. Tell us about your confirmation. It wasn't too long ago.
Well, it was on March 23rd this year, and it was during spring break, and I got confirmed at the cathedral. And actually, our parish had everyone from grades 7 through 10 get confirmed at the same time. So
wow.
I was getting confirmed next to my little brother, which was a little... I don't know. It was a little weird, but it was good, I guess.
You wanted to share that. You didn't want to share the day. You wanted it all to yourself.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It just felt like I had been leading up to this confirmation, and I know I wouldn't be ready to be confirmed as an eighth grader, so I don't know. It was just a little weird, but
well, you know, it is different for everybody, isn't it? A little bit. You know, you got students that are a little bit more serious in eighth grade, and some that are more serious in 10th grade. But describe to us your journey toward the sacrament of confirmation and how you grew in the process.
Well, all of the hours of confirmation prep took a ton of diligence, and there were times when I would want to stay home from confirmation class and just study my homework. But I always went to the classes, and I think it made me more responsible in the process. In confirmation, you claim your faith as your own, and you reaffirm the vows that your parents accepted for you at baptism. So even though it wasn't the easiest journey, I believe it was worth it. I'm proud to call myself a confirmed Catholic because I feel more motivated to spread God's word and live as a witness to him now.
That's an interesting statement that you just made, that you feel more motivated to share the message of Christ now. Is that something that you can look at the sacrament of confirmation and that date for you, which was March 23rd, as you mentioned earlier? Did you feel differently afterwards? I'm not talking about like an emotional feeling, but did you just have this sense of, I do want to share my faith afterwards?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was really amazing when they actually anoint you. You felt like you were, I think they used to anoint people before they went into battle, so you felt like you were putting on this armor for Christ, and it just, I don't know, it felt like your duty to spread the word to other people and just live as an example to Christ then.
Mm-hmm. And what saint name did you choose, Ashley?
I chose Elizabeth, referring to Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, actually.
Elizabeth of Hungary. Why did you choose that name? I'm curious.
Well, she was raised as a princess, and she grew in piety as she got older, but when she was 20 years old, her husband died, and she was kicked out of the court by her in-laws, and she still helped the poor and lived a humble, happy life after that, and I look up to her as a role model because I've been very fortunate to grow up in a comfortable life and go to a great school like Providence, but ultimately I want to be dependent on just God and not worldly things like status or wealth.
Mm-hmm. Did you entertain any other names before you chose Elizabeth?
I was looking into St. Catherine of Siena because she was a church doctor, and I felt like she... I think there's this one story where she went to the Pope and told him, you know, you need to come back to Rome and get things together. But so she was very strong-willed. But I think Elizabeth related more to, like, where I was in life.
Now, everybody that is confirmed has a sponsor. And I'm curious, who did you choose as your sponsor?
My sponsor was Michelle Hanneman, who was my babysitter when I was younger. And she has stayed through the church throughout her entire life. Uh-huh. And she's just a very joyful person, and I knew that even if I had a tough time in my faith, she would always support me and encourage me.
Wow. Well, you know, you've done a great job, Ashley, and you put a lot of thought into not only the sacrament of confirmation, but you put thought into the name you're going to take on, and you put thought into who's going to be your sponsor. I'm curious, when the bishop laid hands on you and anointed you, what was going through your mind at that exact moment? You said something about battle earlier, but kind of describe to me the moment you were anointed.
Well, I was actually at the very end of the line, pretty much. So I was walking up this huge aisle in the cathedral, and my heart was just racing, and I was just so excited. And I remember once I got up there, the bishop was like, smiling at me, and he said, oh, like, what? Why'd you choose Elizabeth? So he, like, talked to me for 10 seconds before I got confirmed, and that kind of settled my nerves a little bit, but mm-hmm. I remember just feeling at peace, almost. Like, I was, I don't really know how to describe it, but it was, like, spiritual peace and, like, sure. determination, like, a readiness.
But something happened, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Almost like, I play three sports, and it was like your pregame, like right before you get ready to go into the big game, you have this like calming moment, and that's what it felt like for me.
We're talking with Ashley. She's a 10th grader over at Providence Academy, recently confirmed, and we were talking prior to getting you on the air, Ashley, about, you know, how when we receive the Holy Spirit, we're really fit, you know, confirming the graces from baptism. We receive power to be a witness and divine protection. It's really a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And how do you make the Holy Spirit more a part of your life as a high school student?
Well, it's always comforting to know that the Holy Spirit's with you all the time, and he gives you extra gifts when you pray for them. And it's just amazing how much it helps when you pray to him. And like, I play sports, so whether it's before a basketball game or if I'm late studying at night, the Holy Spirit allows you to be composed and wise and diligent when you need it most in any aspect of your life.
And so as you move out from here, you know that when you're confirmed, you're considered an adult member of the church now, and responsibilities upon you to be a part of the body of Christ. How are you going to live out your faith as a confirmed adult member now of the church?
Well, I'm actually planning on volunteering at Trout Lake Camp this summer, which is a Christian camp, and I'm really excited to share the faith with other people. And hopefully I can go on a missionary trip as well, but I think leading by example is the most powerful thing, and your actions can always impact people around you, whether you realize it or not.
Fantastic. Well, Ashley, thanks for joining us today on the Rediscover Hour. I got to tell you, it's always inspiring for me to talk to the students at Providence Academy, and you're no different, and you're just a treat to talk to. So thank you so much, and say hi to Dr. Flanders.
I definitely will. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. That's Ashley Service, and she's over at Providence Academy, recently confirmed. Well, I don't know what they have in the water over there, but boy, do they put out some well-formed students, you know, in the Lord, and it's really a privilege. I was over there last week. And I was talking to the class about becoming a disciple and what it meant to be a disciple, and I found out that they had just put on Fiddler on the Roof, and we got into a discussion about the theological aspects of Fiddler on the Roof and marriage, and I was just really, really impressed. You know, we've got some great high schools here in the Twin Cities, and I would encourage you to pray about putting your kids in a Catholic high school, and that formation can last a lifetime. Very, very important. Well, we're talking about confirmation, and I want to kind of wrap this up. We've had some great comments by Bishop Cousins, great comments by Father Markavich's, and of course, Ashley there. But I want to challenge you as we get ready to kind of wind down this show. If you have been confirmed, first of all, I think it would be good to go back and look at the date that you were confirmed. Me, May 1st, 1971. St. Edward's, Bloomington, Minnesota. When were you confirmed? Do you know the date? And kind of put that on the calendar as something you celebrate every year and say, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for completing this baptism in me, and thank you for giving me the power to be a witness. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for giving me the courage to be a witness. And then you know what? Look for opportunities to be a witness. As Ashley said, she's an adult member of the church now. So are you. If you've been baptized, what do you say we all grow up and act like adults in the church and walk in the baptismal graces and the confirmation graces and the graces from the Eucharist, the graces that come from the sacraments of initiation. Great show. Good teaching on the show today. Send it to your friends. Tell them to come back here to Relevant Radio and listen to this. Great things happening in the Archdiocese.
A lot of them. The plan that will transform your work, your marriage, your family, your community. Come discover it. This fall, the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute will begin another two-year course at the Church of the Epiphany campus in Coon Rapids. The program follows the four pillars of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and it will make sense of all things Catholic, deepen your faith, and lay out the roadmap to heaven. Applications are now being accepted through June 1st for the class beginning in September. For more information and an application to become part of the class of St. Teresa of Avila, call 651-962-5028 or visit www.cistudent.com.
The Wakota Life Care Center is holding a Wakota Walk and Old Fashioned Family Fest on Saturday, May 16th, starting at 10 a.m. The event will be held at Thompson Park in West St. Paul. There will be a two-mile walk, refreshments, races, face painting, and more. The fundraiser will benefit the clients and families served by Wakota Life Care Center. Visit wakotalifecarecenter.org or call 651-457-1195.
The annual All-City Charismatic Pentecost Mass with Bishop Lee Pache will be Sunday, May 24th, 3 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Church in Columbia Heights. Praise and worship led by Justin Stroh begins at 2 p.m. Refreshments and fellowship following Mass. Find out more by calling 763-571-5314. That's 763-571-5314.
Join Father Michael Jonkis for a hymn festival on Monday, June 1st from 7 to 8 p.m. at St. Bartholomew's Catholic Church in Wayzata. The adult choirs of St. Bart's and St. Therese in Deep Haven, St. Therese, will lead the congregation in song. Father Jonkis will provide commentary, and Mr. David Haas will participate as a special guest musician. This event will be held in honor of the publication of a new volume of hymns by Father Jonkis. called We Contemplate the Mystery, free and open to the public. For more information, you can call St. Bart's 952-473-6601.
Join Bishop Lee Pache and Catholics from throughout the Archdiocese at the 19th Annual Archdiocesan Corpus Christi Procession, Sunday, June 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Procession begins at the University of St. Thomas School of Law and ends at the Basilica of St. Mary. It's followed by Vespers and Benediction. Plan to stay for ice cream Sundays afterwards on the Basilica lawn. For more information, visit walkwithhim.org. That's walkwithhim.org.
Hey, young adults, West Metro Young Adults invites anyone ages 18 to 39 to join us for Theology on Tap this Tuesday, May 19th at Mazza Mia in Edina. Pat Millay will present Neutered Masculinity in the Church, what it really means to be a man in the church. Social hour at 6:30, talk at 7:30. Go to West Metro YA.com.
And don't miss your chance to see the Pope during his visit to the U.S. in September. The Archdiocesan Office of Marriage, Family, and Life is offering a special travel package to the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia, September 22 through 28. Find out more at archspm.org. And what's coming up next week, Jeff?
Next week, Kelly Walquist will join us, the founder of WINE, Women in the New Evangelization. We're going to hear also from former Pentecostal minister Barbara Heil. Barbara is now an inspirational Catholic speaker and founder of From His Heart Ministries and a graduate of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. So next week, we're going to do that. Lisa Hendy will join us also about her new book, The Grace of Yes. So we're going to be talking about women next week. Mighty movement taking place around the country, and it's all starting here in the Twin Cities. That's next week on the Rediscover Hour.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.